You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and get you caught up on the Eagles. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter-Burrell.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the BC Football Show. If it's Thursday, it's the Stockyard. That's our mantra. I love it.
And we have legends in the house, though, tonight.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. They're surrounded by legends.
We have two BC football current legends, Lewis Bond and Owen McGowan.
Yep. All right. Going to talk to them in a little bit.
Two awesome guys. Then we got Doc Healy here. Absolute legend. Hasn't been to a radio show probably in a while, but.
He made a in-game adjustment.
Doc Healy, you know Doc Healy and I have known each other a lot longer than me being a BC.
I didn't know that.
Doc Healy and I are members at one of the greatest golf clubs on Cape Cod called Cumaquid. And, yes. His handicap's a lot better than mine, but Doc Healy, we appreciate you being here tonight.
Thank you, Doc.
But most of all, we appreciate all of you being here tonight. Thank you very much. It's an incredible turnout, and really appreciate it. And you got two awesome guys that'll talk to you here in a minute about BC football.
Looking forward to that with Owen and Lewis, and two focal points of the game against Notre Dame. They both had great games.
Yeah.
Speaking of crowds, the crowd was buzzing. It was a great atmosphere. Yeah. A lot of energy in the building, which you love.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really good performance. Did a lot of good things, more passion. Defensively, you made some big plays. So, again, a lot to build around there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. These guys play they play so hard, and, you know, it's just a testament to them. They show up every single day. They never, ever complain. They never think about anything other than trying to do the best they can to help us win. These two guys are captains. They're two of the better leaders that I've ever been around. Owen probably played, I think he would probably agree with me, probably his best game of the season against Notre Dame. He played an unbelievable game, was all over the field, made huge plays. And Lewis Bond will go down in the history of BC as one of the best receivers. And there's been a lot of great receivers here. When I say that, there's been a lot of great receivers. Yeah. Most recently, Zay, you know, was an unbelievable receiver. You know, and then over the course of many, many years that you and I have been following BC football before I even got here, and Lewis will go down as one of the best to ever play here. He's an awesome player.
Yep. Two model BC citizens.
Yeah, and they're great guys. Yeah, they're very, They're very, very well respected on campus. They do very well in school. You know, obviously Owens from Boston went to Catholic Memorial, and Lewis is from Chicago, and everybody here really respects these guys on campus. They do a great job of representing the football program each and every day on campus. No doubt about it.
Well, they certainly made a difference on Saturday. That was a performance that, frankly, nobody thought you could stand up to Notre Dame.
Yeah, we were 31-point underdogs. But I'm not. I mean, you're not supposed to. I'm not talking gambling
wagering,
or anything, but like wagering. But
yeah, four touchdown dogs.
Yeah, but you know the goal is to win, and you know we think like Lewis and I talked on the phone a little bit this week. You know, a couple times, and you know we were very close to. We have to figure out again. We haven't been able to do it. It's on me. It's my responsibility. But it's a play here. It's a play there. I think in the game it was about 15 plays. 15 plays that we didn't make. That whether it was coaching or playing or whatever it was, we didn't make those plays. Notre Dame made those plays, and that's why Notre Dame won the game. But we were right in there, and we'll show up, and we'll definitely be ready to play SMU, no doubt about it.
And I think the collective takeaway from that game was that people were disappointed in the loss, but they were certainly enthusiastic about the effort.
Yeah, these guys fight, man. They fight. I mean, even in the games that you would call not close games, I mean, they fought. I mean, they fought against Clemson. They fought against Pitt. I know that those scores weren't indicative of that. I get it. But I watched the film very closely. These guys will tell you. Like, I show these guys film virtually almost every day of the week. And, you know, I look very closely at that. You know, I look very closely at, you know, you know, playing hard and giving great effort, and these guys give great effort. And I think if you listen to them after the game, their quotes after the game, these two guys about why they play and why they show up each and every day, they believe in what they call the brotherhood, and they believe in playing for each other. And, these guys are here during a very transitional time of Boston College football, right? This is the weird, not weird, but I mean it's a different era of BC football, and they're in the transitional phase of it. You know, last year and this year, and I'm not saying I don't want to. They would never use that as an excuse, but when I think 10, 15 years from now, when you look back on this era of BC football, you'll always point to guys like Owen and Lewis as guys that really helped lead us through that. You know, I really believe that.
You look back at the alumni, the brotherhood, some of the teams that had difficult years are the closest friends.
Yeah.
Today.
This team, I think they would tell you, I don't want to speak for them, but they would tell you that this is a very close team. I mean, this is a team that these guys have done a good job because a lot of freshmen are playing. I mean, Owen – you know, Owen's playing next to freshmen quite a bit in the game, and because there's been a lot of injuries on defense, and you know, even he would probably tell you that yeah, he's had to teach them the defense, you know, and get them lined up, and you know, and Lewis on offense, you know, he's having to guide guys like Samaj Fleming and you know some of the Dawson Pugh, obviously, that we think is going to be a great player for us, but they're 17, 18 year old guys, you know. And so they have to be guided by the veteran players, and these guys have done a good job of that.
And you had one of the best drives we've seen in a long time, 21-play drive. I think it took 11 and a half minutes off the clock.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that, Meter. But the thing about those drives, we don't really want an 11-and-a-half-minute drive. We need more chunk plays.
I can understand that.
We need more chunk plays. We need more 25, 30-yard plays down the field. We're not able to we haven't been able to generate chunk plays this year.
Right,
and that we were able to do that last year at times, and we just haven't been able to do that. I think that's on me. I've got to do a better job of you know, dialing those plays up. But yeah, that was an unbelievable drive. I mean, that says everything you need to know. I mean, Lewis kept us going on that drive. You know, there were fourth downs on that drive. There were some good tough runs on that drive. But yeah, it was a hell of a drive.
The positive takeaway is popular thinking is most, if not all, offenses don't have the ability to have a drive sustain that long without making a critical mistake somewhere along the way.
And there were some mistakes on that drive, but we overcame them. You know, there were. You know, there were a false start and some things on that drive, but we overcame them, and that says everything you can that you need to know about these guys. I mean, The other guy that's not here tonight, and I think Lewis would agree with this, is Logan Taylor. I mean, Logan Taylor's been a great leader for us. He played last week with a basically a dislocated shoulder, kind of like Owen did last year. Owen played almost the whole game with a torn pec.
Oof.
I mean, these guys are tough, man. No one should ever question at all these guys and their toughness, you know, and how they approach the game. But, yeah, so – you know, those drives are good drives, but again, we need to create more chunk plays.
And there's a takeaway positive compliment coming from Notre Dame that you guys are one of the most physical teams they played.
Yeah, I mean, I would think they would say that. You know, our guys on defense was probably the best defensive game we've played. We're going to need it again on Saturday. SMU does. SMU's a very different team. They're more of a high tempo, fast paced. You know. Bubbles and east-west things, but they'll run the ball. You know, you're going to have to be ready to stop the run, but just a different offense, and we're going to need that performance again on defense, and then offensively we're going to have to generate some points. But yeah, when you show up to play BC, you know, these are hard conversations, right? Because we all want to win. So, okay, so what do you say that's positive about losing? There's nothing positive about losing. But I will say this, that these guys, when you play us, you're going to know you were in a game. You're going to know you were in a game. You're going to wake up on Sunday, and you're going to be pretty sore because they're going to knock the stuffing out of you.
You're going to feel it, no question. A couple good honors for you before we get into the SMU game here for a little bit this week. Jude Bowery, Logan Taylor invited to the East-West Shrine game.
Yeah, great honor for them. Jude, I would say, you know, definitely would do that. I think Logan may be kind of debating on what to do next because gotcha. he can potentially come back because he was at Virginia when that horrible shooting took place.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a chance he could potentially have another year. But anyways, yeah, no, it's a great, great honor for them. And, you know, it's cool for them. And then Alex Broom, I'm sure you're going to talk about Alex Broom.
I am going to talk about that.
National Service Award. Alex Broom's an awesome guy. He's just one of the best guys. Dad's a coach from Nashville. Just a really good guy, great guy on the team. He's not a captain, but I think he has a lot of leadership qualities, does a lot of great things. Juan Zabal was nominated for the Burlsworth Award. I've had a guy that played for me at Penn State, Matt McGloin, that won that award for a guy that was a walk-on, and that's awesome. And then Bryce Steele was the Capital One, nominated for the Capital One Courage Award, which, you know, Bryce Steele had cancer.
It's unbelievable.
And he's overcome cancer, and he's playing in games, and he's an awesome guy.
He gave us a few details. He had a significant part of his diaphragm removed.
And
he's playing Division I college football.
No question. Great guy.
Tremendous. Yep. Tremendous story.
No one more worthy of that.
I think the other thing I want to say, Meter and Pete, that and these guys are probably, you know, they're probably getting a little – well, they shouldn't be embarrassed. But, you know, these guys, the other thing about this era of BC football that I don't think many people understand, and I talked about this today in my post-practice media thing, these guys could have left.
Yep.
I mean, Bond and Owen could have left. They could have gone somewhere else. They didn't have to stay at BC.
Right.
During this time. These guys are all free agents. They can leave at any time. They can go when the portal opens. They can go. There's no penalty for leaving. They got to be eligible. That's about all they have to be eligible to be able to go, to be able to play. But they can go somewhere and they can play right away. They don't have to sit out. I don't know if everybody understands that. That's a big part of this new deal is, and they stayed. And I think that says a lot about them.
It does. Great character. Great loyalty. That, again, their examples will carry you.
For the
next couple.
You'll always be able to point at guys like this. And, you know, just like last year, you know, you can always point at, you know, obviously Donovan, but, you know, Ozzy, Drew, Joe Marinaro, Owen and Joe and Lewis. Joe Marinaro, I would say we kind of miss him this year. You know, he brought a fire to the team, but we can always point to those guys, these two guys, when we have success in the future. Hey, these guys kept it going because they could easily check out, and they're not checking out.
Before we get to Owen and Lewis, let's dive a little bit into SMU. First of all starts with the red bandana game.
Yeah.
And the significance of that. I know you talk a lot about the videos that you guys watch surrounding Wells Crowther and what he means. What does it mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a big – it's what BC's all about, right? Wells Crowther on 9/11. former BC men's lacrosse player. You know, he put the red bandana on that he had carried with him his whole life, you know, relative to playing lacrosse, and he put that on, and he saved lives. And he lost his own life. His mom, Allison Crowther, will be at the game. The Crowther family is awesome. His dad has passed away, you know, in the years since. But it's an incredible tradition at Boston College that our guys are very well aware of, and we show the video every year, the ESPN documentary video, E60 deal, that so that the young guys see that. You know, I stood kind of in front of the team when I showed the video this morning and just watched the team. And I looked at a lot of the young guys, you know, and they were all like, man, I don't know if they all really knew the story of what Wells did. And so it's a great, great day for Boston College.
And we benefit because we, over the years, we've had a chance to interview Allison extensively.
Yep.
And we got to know her and the family. And it's quite a story. And
it is
something to rally around. So that's like the next question. Does it, you like that you have this kind of hang your hat on? Is it a rallying point?
No doubt. I think these guys would tell you that they find inspiration in this story. And I think we're all glad it's a noon kickoff.
You like noon?
Yeah, we like.
We'll get up. We'll be ready to go. We'll get up. We'll have our pregame mass. We'll have our pregame meal. We'll have our chair drill. We'll get on the bus and we'll be on the Eagle Walk and we'll be kicking it off and we're ready. We'll be ready to go. These guys will be ready to go.
Well, we had several night games this season. And I'm not a big fan. Sitting around all day.
Especially that one.
The fans may like it. But
I take Pete to the press box early, and he just looks out of the horizon.
The emptiness. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, you sit there, you
just
walk around
forever
the stadium.
Day.
I mean,
it's
forget
a,
it.
It's a long
Watch
day.
A lot of college football. That's what we do.
It's a long day.
Before they kick off. But, yeah. Bill, before we let you go, your summary of what SMU will present.
Yeah, look, SMU is a good football team. They just beat Miami, and we know that. We played them last year, played them very, very tough. They were a playoff team last year. Our guys know exactly what they need to do. Defensively for us, we need to be lined up. They play fast. We've got to do a good job of setting the edge. You know, we have to be ready for tempo, but also different things that they do. So our guys just need to be lined up and communicate and get going. And then, you know, offensively, we have to do a good job of staying out of second and long, right? Because second and long leads to third and long. When we, on that drive, we were in a lot of second and fives, which led to third and twos, which sometimes led to fourth and one, but we were on track, and we have to stay on schedule. And then on special teams, we got to do a great job handling their speed. They have a fast team. Their returners are fast, punt returner, kickoff returner. I'm glad we have them at home. I'm glad it's at noon. And I'm glad it's going to be, I think, about 45 degrees.
We'll take
cloudy, windy, and cool.
Good.
And it's not
different than Dallas.
It's going to be 80 in Dallas.
No question.
And we have the benefit of having seen them in a much less friendly environment at the Fenway Bowl several years ago. It was drizzling, the rain and sideways.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah. It was cold, it was wet, and they couldn't wait to get on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a different team since then. Again, like I said this week, I wasn't at the Fenway Bowl. No. But
yeah, yes, we heard. We heard. Somebody like, said
we heard
said
that. Yeah.
They asked me about the Fenway Bowl like I was there.
You were there, right.
I was – no, I was busy. In the midst of a
– You're in the midst of another.
Another season. But anyways. Yes.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. No, it's. I'm glad we have them at home, no doubt.
It's going to be fun. Bill, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, appreciate it.
Owen McGowan and Lewis Pond dropping by next on the BC Football Show. And welcome back to the Stockyard in Brighton. What a spot. If you haven't been to the Stockyard, you are missing out. Celebrations galore every night of the week. Saturdays after games, they are packed. We're talking prime rib. We're talking you name the chicken. You're talking you name the fish. Might even have a Pete Cronin sandwich on the menu soon.
Pork.
What would your sandwich be, Cronin?
Well, I haven't given much thought to that.
We can think of something, I'm sure.
Peanut butter and pickle on pumpernickel bread. How about that?
That works. That works. These two guys.
Wouldn't sell many of them.
As Bill O'Brien just said, these two guys, they're BC budding legends, Owen McGowan and Lewis Bond. Welcome to the show, guys. Great
Thanks
to see you.
Thanks for having us on.
Here's a great chance.
Yeah. Oh, next generation, as you always
generation. You guys can just – the seats won't even cool off. We'll walk out. You can sit down and your show.
Slide right in, guys. I spoke to Lewis a bunch this year, Owen as well. Lewis, we'll start with you. You're having a terrific career, terrific year. And you said many times it's all about the team, as you should. But it's going to be special satisfaction for you thinking about where you started at BC. You're now 12 catches away from being the all-time leading receiver. That's something that's an amazing accomplishment. How does that feel?
It feels good. I'm ready to break Zay's record so I can talk a little trash to him. But that's probably the most fun I'm going to have.
Well, you're fortunate to have played with Zay. And I recall him, he tutored you.
Yeah.
He taught you. What kind of a relationship did you have with him?
Yeah, he was when I first got here, he was like my big brother. Me and Tay, we came in together, and he was like my big brother. He taught us the ropes, how to be a college athlete. So he taught us some bad things, some things what not to do, but most of the things he told us how to be a good student athlete. Yeah.
Okay.
What not to do? That helps. When you think about your game and the way it's matured, what have been the major strengths that you've achieved from day one to now?
I would say my football IQ, especially having Coach OB come in, he's definitely helped me grow with my knowledge of football coverages, what the defense is trying to do, like the pre-snap read, post-snap read. Like, that's been my biggest jump from when I got here to now.
And your key is you're going to knack for getting open.
Yeah.
So you got to go through the pre-snap checklist. You get your play called. You go out. You line up. What do you look at?
So we got the triangle. So we read the cornerback, the nearest safety, and then like the linebacker or the nickel. And that's the pre-snap read that we get that helps determine what they're in because coverage has changed post-snap. So looking at those three guys definitely help.
So then if you're a primary, you have a designated location on the field. You're going to run a certain route, and you read that, and you find a way to find a hole in the defense.
Exactly, yeah.
A lot of thinking going on.
Yeah, but it's fast. It's quick. It's like thinking in 2 seconds, and you got to know what to do fast. That's the biggest thing.
Let's not forget this guy next to you, Owen McGowan, as Coach mentioned. Arguably your best game this year against Notre Dame. You've had a lot of terrific games in your BC career, but what was it like out there on Saturday and just being involved with that?
Yeah, the game was a lot of fun. Obviously, going into the game, our main objective was to stop the run just because they have two great running backs and a big physical O-line. Going into the game, we wanted to stop the run, and besides the long touchdown run, I think we did a really good job of that. And just the game itself, it was one of the more fun games I've played in at BC, the Holy War. It lived up to the hype. Just the energy in the stadium and the emotion and the passion that we played with, I think it was a special game.
Yeah, we felt the energy from where we were sitting. It felt more engaged. It was, everybody was in from the jump to the end. Did you guys felt that?
100%. Yeah, the fans were really into it. And I think the players were – there was a little more juice on the sideline. And I think everyone was bought in. And just the overall energy from the fans, players, it was great to see.
Your defense was the best defense, barring one play, against Notre Dame for the whole season. What was it that made that you guys able to play at that level?
I think it was just 11 guys working as one. If one guy's out of their gap, or if one guy's not where they're supposed to be on defense, you're not going to be successful. And I think everyone on the defense just made a commitment the whole week to doing their job. And that's what defense is all about. If you get 11 guys to do their job, then you're going to be happy where you're at the end of the game.
Question regarding the huddle. When things are going good or bad, regardless, are you getting in guys' faces?
I think you kind of got to know your personnel. You got to know who you're dealing with, and if it's a freshman who's taking his first snaps and he's younger and he's not as mature as the fifth year senior.
Yeah,
you got to know how to approach it, and maybe for those guys, you just got to say, hey, like, next play, it's gonna happen. You're gonna get beat. Like, the guys we play are good. So I think it all depends on person to person, but when we need to get on someone, we'll do it.
You were a little bit quieter, I think. Owen's maybe more vocal. You get a reputation of being kind of cerebral and quiet. Do you talk in the huddle?
I try to. I try to, like, play around. Like, I'm more of a joker, so I'm not trying to, like,
everybody
yell at
needs
nobody.
A joker.
Yeah, I'm not trying to yell at nobody. I'm trying to give them energy, so, like, bring them up. Bad play happened. I'm trying to, hey, it happens, you know?
Yeah.
So just getting in the huddle, bringing that positive energy is more my thing.
Lewis, when you talk to a young receiver, you mentioned coming up through the ranks, what you learned from Zay. What do you tell Samaj Fleming or Dawson Pugh or even, you know, Jaden Skeet, who's still developing guys? What do you tell them?
I kind of, like, being a receiver, you got to be more of, like, more of a diva, so to speak. So it's kind of just having your own personality, like being
you
yourself.
Said it.
It's like being yourself out there. Like, the route is set this way. You got to throw, like, your own personality into it. Like, the best receivers are going to be like their self. So I tell them, don't lose, like, who you are being a receiver. Like, yeah, the coach is going to tell you do one thing, but, like, add your own little into it to make that's how you're going to be a good receiver, in my opinion.
Your own little riz, maybe?
Yeah.
Did I use that word right? I think.
Nah, you didn't.
I didn't?
Nah.
Oh, man. Of course I didn't. Try to be hip-beating.
You tried.
A swing and a miss.
Okay,
oh, my God.
You tried.
I did. I left it all out there, Lewis. What can I tell you? Would you agree in terms of a developing linebacker? You've been a leader your whole career here. As a linebacker coming into BC, what do you have to know?
I think first and foremost, you got to know the playbook. Like, we have some young guys right now who are kind of getting thrown into the fire just because Bam's out, you know, so – I think you got to study hard, and I think what I'm trying to preach to those guys is you got to know the basics before you can do everything else. Like, we have our base calls, and if you don't master those and really understand them and understand where the D line needs to be, where you need to be, where the safeties are going to fit, if you don't understand how that all comes together, then it's going to be tough for you moving forward each week when we put in new pressures or put in new calls. So I think just understanding the basics of defense, just because I mean, in high school, I didn't know anything. And coming in, like learning the playbook, my head was spinning. And so those guys are kind of, they're past that, the head spinning part. But I think they just got to keep working on knowing the basics of defense.
So talk us through a typical week. I know they both sides of the ball, they command a lot of attention. There's a lot of structure in there. How much of your own time do you commit to preparing mentally for the game?
You want to take that one?
Yeah, so I don't got no classes no more since I'm a grad student. So I most of my day is football. So we get up, we wake up, practice, and then treatment, then get a little own personal film, and then we have meetings at night. So it's a lot of time dedicated to football.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same schedule. I get two classes a week, which is nice as a grad student. So it's more football than it is school right now, which is nice. But yeah, kind of similar. We have morning meetings, practice, lunch. Maybe I'll come back and take a nap, go get a little more treatment, and then we'll have a linebacker meeting in the afternoon.
At life. Drew Kendall was here last week. He said that's the thing about the pros is it's all football. It sounds like it may be all football for you guys. Well, you've already graduated. You're in postgraduate programs, so you get a little bit more time on your hands. How about the young guys, though? Teaching them to find windows of opportunities to get in the book. Oh, get on the field, watch tape.
Yeah, I think it's definitely tougher to balance. I mean when we were undergrad, it's hard when you have three classes in a day and you have practice and you're hustling to class to get there on time for a 1 o'clock class and you're in class till 5 or 6 and by the end of the day, you're exhausted. But if you want to get on the field and you want to play early in your career, you got to make time to commit to studying and getting in with the coaches and meeting more. So with the younger linebackers, I'm trying to stress that if you want to do it, you got to commit your own time. It can't just be when we come in the morning. You got to do a little more.
You guys both came from good high school programs. You mentioned in high school, you're a heck of a player, Massachusetts Player of the Year.
Yep.
There he is. He's bashful. That deserves a round of applause. Come on. Absolutely. Gatorade Player of the Year, Catherine Memorial. I'm guessing every school, a lot of schools were in on you. When it came time, and this is to you too, Lewis, out of Chicago, growing up a huge Bears fan, still a Bears fan. We won't hold that against you. But both the recruiting process, when you go back, it's been, 4 or 5 years now. What was that experience like for both of you? Lewis, go ahead.
So my mom was a big academics.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Like, she was big on academics, so I knew I had to go to a big academic school. So BC just kind of fit both of that, like good academics, but also power five at the time, but power four football. So it just kind of like, because Harvard was interested in me coming out, and my mom was like, you got to go there. And I was like, that's just not good enough football for me. So when Boston College finally offered me, it was like, that was the best of both. Like, good academics, get a good degree, but also be able to play in, like, the ACC, good football.
Good decision. Happy to have you. Absolutely. Well done. Oh, and guys came to Catholic Memorial. John DiBiasso is a legendary coach. Was he instrumental in your process there?
Yeah, 100%. I'll never forget this story. My freshman year, I got pulled out of class. That's what, when coaches would come by, you get pulled out of class. And it was Jim Reed. You may know. I'm sure you know Jim Reed.
Yeah,
I'm old.
A legend.
And and Coach Dibbs was with Jim Reed. And Coach Dibbs was like, Coach Reed, this is the next middle linebacker at BC. And kind of from that, like, that moment on, it took a little for them to watch my film and offer me. But once I came to BC, I visited all the time. I just knew it was a place for me. It felt like home. And like Lewis said, the academics and the football, it was the best of both worlds. My brother actually played at Harvard, so they recruited me too. But when I was in the stands at the Harvard games and came to the BC games, there was no comparison. So I know I made the right choice.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Lewis Bond, Owen McGowan here on the BC Football Show. We'll take a timeout, come back with you from the Stockyard right after this. And welcome back to the BC Football Show. Heard from Bill O'Brien in our first segment. Lewis Bond, Owen McGowan here, BC captains. What's that been like for both of you? Obviously, you know, better things to come here in the next couple of weeks, but a learning process. We talked about all the young guys on the team. How have you guys taken the reins as captains to try to, lead everybody through this, Owen?
I think just staying optimistic. Obviously, it hasn't been the season we wanted it to be, but every Saturday we have an opportunity to compete and play football, and we're kind of just keeping to that, and we're coming and making sure that everyone is coming in Tuesday ready to work. And just because we're not having the season we wanted, that doesn't mean we're gonna just tank and slack off in practice. We've kept the same mentality through every week, and even though it's not the results we wanted, we're going to show up during the week ready to work, and Saturday we're going to fight.
I'm glad you said that. About Pete talks about this all the time. You only get 12, maybe right. 13 if you're lucky, if you play a bowl game.
Right.
Lewis, that's going to really resonate with the young guys, doesn't it? It resonates with you, I'm sure, too, but you never know when it could end.
Yeah, I think it's a little different from the young guys. Young guys, you know, this freshman year, you got your 12 games, but you coming back next year. I think it definitely hits home for, like, some of the older guys that, like me and Owen, these are our last three games at BC. So it's a little different. Back to the question, being a captain this year has been something different, something challenging. Like you said, I'm more of a quiet guy. I'm kind of a joker. Like, being a captain, being that vocal leader has been a challenge for me, and it's something that I've tried to embrace. Try to do more and try to develop those type of skills.
You guys have a nice little group of captains. How do you manage the messaging across several individuals so it's consistent?
I think as captains, we do a good job communicating. If someone feels like something needs to be said or if we need to get the team together, I think we do a good job of coming together as captains, and we meet with Coach O'Brien every week, and we kind of talk about what the message for the week needs to be. So some captains might have different opinions, but at the end of the day, you need the same opinion to the team. It can't be one guy saying one thing and another saying another.
Well, that's a great lesson in life. You can have you can have dialogue, arguments, disagreements, but ultimately, if you all gonna end up on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pete was a captain, which he tells us often.
Every chance he gets.
But messaging's a big thing. You guys feel like entering this season, you felt like the message would need to be unanimous.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's grown throughout the year, I'm sure. Every game tells a story. And I want to get into this game against SMU. Offensively, we'll go first with Owen. Coach talked about they play up-tempo. We watched their game against Miami. They upset the Hurricanes. How do you deal with the tempo?
I think with the tempo, you got to keep it simple when they are going fast and just getting lined up and making sure everyone knows their assignments. And Coach has said it and Coach Lewis has said it all week, the best way to slow them down is to create negative plays. So I think if we can create those negative plays and have them slow down, I think we'll be happy at the end of the game.
And offensively, what are you looking at from their defense? They create a lot of turnovers. They lost a lot. But seems like their defense is opportunistic. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah, definitely. They got some talent on all three levels. So it's just about doing our job the best. Good offense always beats good defense. So if we do what we're supposed to do, we should have a good result.
Now you've got to challenge these guys. You've played against them. You both played against them two times already. Kind of a feel for who they are. You know, you get familiar with your opponent. These guys, they look pretty good. They look like a good football team.
Yeah, they are. Offensively, like Coach O'Brien said, they're very fast. The quarterback's really good. He's really good with his legs, and he'll get out of the pocket, throw it down the field, or he'll tuck it in and run. So I think we need to do a good job of containing the quarterback and stopping their speed.
Yeah, the secondary, they play a lot of man, you know, and they get great pressure from their front four. Does that factor into, you know, your game planning or in-game adjustments that you're making with the quarterback?
Yeah, it definitely does. If they're creating pressure, we got to get the ball out fast, win our routes faster. They mix some zone in too, so it's about getting to the spot, making sure we're available for the quarterback. Like I said, if we do what we're supposed to, that the defense shouldn't affect us, but it's just about doing our job.
That gets back to that original question. When you're coming off the ball, you see three, reading the triangle, it looks like, man, all of a sudden it's zone, and that's where you're making those split-second decisions.
Split-second decision. That's really where you learn from in-game reps. So, like, the younger guys, you just got to have experience with that. Like, seeing how the defense shifts after the snap is something that you can't just, like, watch on film. You got to be in the play on the snap, getting those reps to build that experience.
And the same idea, we saw you last week. Looked like you were jumping routes and did a good job of it. You had a couple knockdown passes. You're doing the same thing on the other side of the ball. When you realize you're converting from, say, a pre-snap man look to a post-snap zone, what's going through your head?
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of, like, build off what Lewis said, like, it happens a lot faster in the games, and you don't realize it till you get there. But defensively, I think when we're in man, it's just about reading the quarterback's eyes. We were playing man, the fourth down stop. And then in zone is, I think you got to have a feel. And like Lou said, that feel comes from game reps and knowing what routes you're going to run. You got to know the down and distance and kind of their tendencies and where those guys like to find the holes when you're in zone.
Luke Kuechly made a living doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He'll be in the Hall of Fame, hopefully, this summer. Boys, we got to wrap it up. 20 seconds. It should have been 20 hours, for that matter. Red bandana, what does this game mean to you?
It means everything to us. Every year that I've played in it, there's just a little bit more that you're playing for. I mean, every game means a lot, and it means the most that week, but there's just a little bit more that you're playing for, knowing what Wells did, and Coach talked about it today. Like, if we're in a tough spot in the game and you're questioning what's going on, like, just think of what he did and the courage that he had, and you should have no problem.
Well said. Lewis Bond, Owen McGowan, thank you. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for dropping by. Good luck.
Thank you.
Go get him. He's Pete Cronin. I'm Johnny DePerrell. BC Basketball coming up next, as the Eagles take on the Citadel with Josh Maurer
and Kevin College. Enjoy, everybody. We'll catch you Saturday at 11:30.
You've been listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Invest well and live a little at empower.com. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. And WN, the official technology infrastructure partner of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. And the Stockyard, Boston's best steakhouse. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Eagles Radio Network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.